الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء وقال تعالى من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and friends, the topic for discussion today is the beloved sahaba and companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of us should have deep love for the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, because they were the true companions and they were true believers in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find many groups nowadays maligning, cursing the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and because we have very little information regarding them, that is why we are taken away and taken aback by these statements of these people and groups, and we do not know what is the reality. We do not know the real worth of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Sufficient for us is Qur'an Kareem, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Khattabi rahimahullah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is muttali' ala qulub, ala al-qulub, the one who is aware of the secrets of the hearts, the one who knows what is in the deep recesses of the heart of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Sahaba radiyallahu anhum in Qur'an. This is sufficient. They do not need any praise from any one of us. But because we are so weak, we need something more. And that is why the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there to explain to us. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum themselves have explained and spoke about themselves and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that will remove any doubt that we have that there is any taint on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Kareem, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Those that are with him, that means the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they are stern against the kuffar. They are harsh against the kuffar. But at the same time, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, they have mercy for one another. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. You will see them bowing down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His pleasure. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. The signs of this are very apparent on their faces because of their sujood. Ulama explain, mufassirin say, that the sign on their faces is the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into their faces because of their ibadat. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. Allah says, this is the example which has been given to them in the Torah. And the example of them in the Injil, وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطَأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. The example that is given in the Injil is that of a plant which sends forth its shoots. And thereafter, it begins to grow and strengthens and becomes firm and thick. لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. And the purpose of this is to bring hatred and enmity in the hearts of the kuffar when they see the progress of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and how Deen came into existence. Then this brings a fear in them and brings the anger in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this example for us. And this is such a beautiful example showing this virtue of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This would have been sufficient for us as an example to really understand what Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attests and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms the true iman and yaqeen of Sahaba in this ayat. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the perfection of the ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them glad tidings. In another verse of Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with the believers when they took bayat and allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beneath the tree. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it is said to them, bring iman, believe, like how the people have brought iman, like how the people have believed. And Mufassirin mention an-nas here refers to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They say, should we believe like these fools? Allah says, they are the fools, but they know not. Another verse of the Quran says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوَانِ. That the first forerunners from amongst the muhajirin and ansar and those who follow them in the correct way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them and promised them Jannah beneath which rivers flow. They will remain in there forever. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ. And that is supreme success. In this ayat, Allah gives them four promises. One is that Allah is pleased with them. Allah is always pleased with them. وَرَضُوَانَ. They are always pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given them Jannah. They will enter Jannah. And they will remain in Jannah forever. And to crown it, Allah says that is supreme success. So there are many other ayat of Quran which will explain to us the value of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But then there are many other ahadith also, which further elucidate this point and make it clear to us that what was the true value of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of people are my era, my nation. The people who are living with me, that is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then those who are closest to them, or those who follow them in the correct way, and thereafter those who are closest to them. ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَهُمْ. Thereafter, a people will come, a nation will come. تَسْبِقُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ أَيْمَانَهُمْ وَأَيْمَانُهُمْ شَهَادَتُهُمْ. They will give testimony when they are not asked for it. They will give shahada when they have not been asked for it. Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that akrimu ashabi, honor my sahaba, honor my companions, فَإِنَّهُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ, because they are the best of you. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُم. Then the best of people are those that come after them and after them. That is the tabi'in and the tabu tabi'in, the followers of the sahaba and their followers. In one hadith, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَن تَمَسَّ النَّارُ مُسْلِمًا رَآنِي أَوْ رَآ مَنْ رَآنِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that believer, that Muslim who has seen me, the fire will never touch him. Nor that person who has seen the one who has seen me, that is referring to the tabi'in. These are the virtues that have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself regarding his blessed companions. And on the other hand, we get those ahadith which explain to us the warnings of not revering the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the warnings of not putting them in the correct place. We find Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. This is what we hear in every or majority of the Jumu'ah khutbahs. Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. But many of us do not even know the meaning of this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the people, fear Allah regarding the matter of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ غَرَضًا مِّن بَعْدِي. Do not take them as a target of your insults after me. لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ غَرَضًا بَعْدِي. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ. Whoever loves them, it is due to my love that he loves them. Because a person loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will love the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ. Whoever hates them, it is because he hates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ آذَاهُمْ فَقَدْ آذَانِي. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهُ. Whoever harms them or causes pain to them in any way, then he has harmed me and caused pain to me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهُ. And whoever has caused pain to me, then he has tried to cause pain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ آذَى اللَّهُ فَيُشْرِكُ أَنْ يَأْخُذَهُ. And that person who tries to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very soon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him, either in this world before he passes away, but most definitely in the akhirah, he will get his punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Jabir, or rather narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that لا تصبوا أصحابي, لا تصبوا أصحابي. Do not insult, do not swear at my companions. فوالذي نفسي بيده فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَوْ أَنفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا. That by the being in whose control my life is, if one of you spends the entire amount Uhud in gold, then مَا أَدْرَكَ مُدَّهُمْ وَلَا نَصِيفَهُمْ. He would not even be able to get the reward. His reward will not even be equal to one mud that the Sahaba give in the path of Allah. Or nasif, or even half of one mud. A mud is a measurement of volume which equates to about 750 mils. So even that amount, if you spend an entire mountain of Uhud, many of us have been to Mount Uhud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to these Mubarak lands again and again with afia. So the Mount Uhud, such a huge mountain, but you're spending that mountain of gold will not even equal to Sahaba spending a small amount in the path of Allah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum themselves have explained the virtues of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked towards the hearts of mankind. فَاخْتَارَ مُحَمَّدًا فَبَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ. He chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sent him with his risala, his messagehood. Thereafter, ثُمَّ نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاخْتَارَ لَهُ أَصْحَابًا. He looked at the hearts of mankind again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companions. Allah is the one who chose the companions. Allah is the one who made them sahaba radiallahu anhum. فَجَعَلَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ دِينِهِ. And he has made them, or أنصار دينه. He has made them the helpers of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ووزراء نبيه, and the vicegerents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that من كان مستنًا فليستن بمن قد مات. That person who wants to follow the way of any person, then he should follow the way of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have already left this world. One version of this riwayat has, فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تَأْمَنُ وَلَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتَنَ. Fitna. That those who are living, fitnas can always strike them. Sometimes you regard a person as a muqtada, as one to be followed, but later on you don't know what happens to that person in his life. He goes off the correct track. But the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were rightly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the mafhum of some ahadith mention that they were guiding stars, and whichever one you follow from amongst them, you will be rightly guided. So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions of such a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them himself. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather we find that Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, one of the asharatul mubashara, those who were given glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Jannah. He says, Wallahi, لَمَشْهَدُ رَجُلٍ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. يَغْبَرُّ فِيهِ وَجْهُهُ, that a person being present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the path of Allah, his face getting dusty in the path of Allah, the sand coming onto his face, that person is better than one of you. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَحَدِكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ أَحَدِكُمْ عُمْرَهُ, it is better than one of you spending his whole life in some good action. وَلَوْ عُمِّرَ عُمُرَ نُوحٍ, even though he is given the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are the virtues of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the followers of Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the part, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and made them our leaders. But we find nowadays that many people have begun to speak ill of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that we used to teach our children the love of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, just as we taught them a surah of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, one of the great muhaddithin, he was asked by someone that between Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who is better? What a question. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, because of historical facts that have been tainted, we find that his name has gone bad. People have begun speaking ill of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Katibul Wahi, he was a scribe of Wahi. In fact, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says regarding him that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't seen anyone performing salah like how Muawiyah radiallahu anhu performs. A great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak is asked, who is better between Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other hand, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who is regarded by the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as one of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, those who are rightly guided. In his time, he had revived deen again. And barakah came in his time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent such blessings that there was ample barakah in his time. So the answer he gives, is that the dust that settled in the nose of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is better than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Not even Muawiyah, the dust that settled in the nose of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, whilst he was out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is better than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And this is our belief and our aqidah, that no wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what stage he reaches, the highest stage, he may be flying in the air, or walking over water, or doing such karamat that we cannot even fathom, but still his position is definitely lower than any sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam have the highest status. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that do not swear the sahaba radiallahu anhu, because on the day of qiyamah, your opposition will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh was asked regarding a person who insults the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He says, that's the person you must doubt his Islam. Somebody who speaks ill of any of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, doubt whether he is a Muslim. Bishr ibn al-Harith rahimahullah says that person who swears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions, who speaks ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, even though he fasts, even though he is reading salah, even though outwardly he is doing the actions of deen, he is not a Muslim, he is a disbeliever. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that sahaba, you addressing the people around him, antum aktharu siyaman wa aktharu salatan wa aktharu ijtihadan min ashabi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You people, you are performing more salah, you have more salah in your lives. You are making more jihad, you are going against your nafs much more than sahaba radiallahu anhum. You have more siyam to your credit, you fast more than them. But kanu khayrakum, they were better than you. And what reason? They said, ya Aba Abdurrahman, lima, what is the reason that they are better than us? So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that kanu azhada fi dunya wa arghaba fil akhirah, that they had more this inclination from the dunya than you, and they had more inclination and desire for akhirah than you. So these are the beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, at certain times, they did err and they did make mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this happen for a certain reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final Nabi. And there were certain actions that had to be explained to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was not befitting the mantle of risala that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself do these actions. That is why Allah chose the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he already mentioned before that he has already forgiven them. At the time when Uthman radiallahu anhu was surrounded and the people wanted to kill him, then Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu goes and explains to them. Or rather Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, someone comes to him and asks him that Uthman radiallahu anhu, did not he run away from the battlefield? So he explains, yes, he did run away. But what was the reason he ran away? Or rather, what happened after that? Allah says, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah had forgiven them. So there's no question regarding his forgiveness on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are we to point finger at any of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? So there were problems amongst them at certain times. And these problems are there as a test for us also. Allah is pleased with them. They had no enmity in their hearts for one another. In fact, Ali radiallahu anhu advised the people that do not say anything evil regarding Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And at the same time, we find Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had a very high regard for Ali radiallahu anhu. This was a very great conflict at that time. But their hearts were clean. One day, Dirar bin Dhamra al-Kinani rahimahullah, who was one of the students of Ali radiallahu anhu, he comes to meet Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. So he says, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says to him, describe to us Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, please excuse me. So Muawiyah says, no, you have to describe Ali radiallahu anhu to us. And he goes on, the hadith is lengthy, but then he says that Ali radiallahu anhu, I remember vividly, يَتَمَلْمَلُ كَمَلْمَلُ السَّلِيمُ وَيَبْكِي بُكَاءَ الْحَزِينُ. He used to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to shake like a person bitten by a snake. And he used to cry profusely. And كَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. As though I can hear him saying this. يَا رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا يَتَضَرَّرُ إِلَيْهِ يَتَضَرَّرُ إِلَيْهِ. He's saying, oh Allah, oh Allah. Imploring and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he says, ah, مِنْ قِلَّةِ الزَّادِ وَوَحْشِ الطَّرِيقِ وَبُعْدِ السَّفَرِ. That what a great part we have ahead of us. And very, very few provisions we have amassed for this part. And thereafter, we find that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, after hearing the description of Ali radiallahu anhu, from this person, he begins to tear, his beard becomes wet, he wipes his tears with his sleeve. And the entire majma which is there begins to cry. All of them, the hadith mentions, they're choking with their crying. And thereafter, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asks, how is your grief after he has passed away? He explains, like the grief of a woman whose child has been slaughtered in her lap, that is my grief. The tears continue flowing and the grief continues in the heart. So this was their love amongst one another. Who are we to point finger at any of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jazai khair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the ulama of our time, especially the ulama of tabligh. We find in every majority of the homes nowadays, ta'aleem of fadail amal is taking place. And if we read this kitab, make it a habit of reading these kitabs, where the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum are explained to us. Hikayat al-Sahaba, which is written by Hazrat Shaykh Munanazir Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi. There are so many different riwayat and narrations regarding Sahaba radiallahu anhu. A person who reads these stories again and again, then he will definitely develop love for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with them on the day of Qiyamah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.